Dare to believe, claiming the mountain God promised. Joshua 14:12. Now therefore, give me this mountain. When you have cast your eyes upon that which God hath said is yours, be not as Caleb's brethren. They perceived the giants of the land as insurmountable obstacles, rather than seeing them as God saw them, instruments used to keep the good land from being overcome with beasts until the time at which they were to make advancement and settle in. See Exodus 23:29-30. Many times what we see as a curse, God plans to use as a blessing. Caleb and Joshua were the only two of their generation that saw it come to pass because they were the only two that believed God. John 16:13 teaches us that the Spirit of truth will show you things to come. Only believe Him when He does. People who believe God are visionaries. They, even as Joshua and Caleb, see things that others do not see. They pay no mind to the petty little giants of the land for sake of the giant clusters of grapes, the milk, the honey, and the houses which are all laid out for their taking, even as God had spoken. Do not let what the enemy has said drown out what God has said. While others are critical of Caleb's optimism and his faith, he never took his eyes off that mountain that had his name on it. As a matter of fact, even as they criticized him, they were dying out on his left side and on his right, until he was the only one besides Joshua remaining. The closer you get to your destiny, the more visible and attainable your mountain, and the fewer the voices of doubt surround you. 45 long years Caleb waited for this day, and he wasn't about to give up now. He set his eyes on the prize and believed God for it, until at last it came to pass, even in his old age. Child of God, do not give up on divine dreams. When God places a vision upon you, a dream, a glimpse into your promised land, do not forfeit it at the hands of people of doubtful disposition. The only thing standing between you and your mountain is not the giants, nor the obstacles, nor the brethren. It is your willingness to believe God, or the lack thereof. Dare to believe. Go for it. Above all else, trust God. If you do, you'll see come to pass in your lifetime things that others only entertain the idea of with wishful thinking. This is Pastor Gary. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Go for God.